How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the annals of television history, some shows are remembered for their brilliance, others for their abject failure. Me and the Chimp, a short-lived sitcom that aired on CBS in early 1972, belongs firmly in the latter category. Created by Gary Marshall, the man behind classics like Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, the series serves as an example of how even the best minds in television can produce a misstep. This is TV Casualty, Me and the Chimp. The show starred Ted Bessel, best known for his role as Donald Hollinger in That Girl, as Mike Reynolds, a dentist whose life is turned upside down when his family adopts a mischievous chimpanzee named Buttons. The Reynolds family, which included Mike's wife Liz, Anita Gillette, and their two children, attempted to navigate the chaos that inevitably followed Buttons' antics. Buttons, portrayed by a chimp named Louie, was the centerpiece of the show's humor, or at least its attempt at humor. The idea was to create a lighthearted sitcom with a slapstick edge, but it quickly became apparent that the premise was more of a hindrance than a draw. Working with an animal star posed significant challenges. Louie, the chimpanzee, reportedly struggled to follow directions on set, leading to delays and numerous retakes.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This lack of cooperation turned filming into a logistical nightmare, and it soon became clear that the premise of a sitcom centered on a chimpanzee was far more difficult to execute than initially imagined. Gary Marshall himself later admitted that Me and the Chimp was not his proudest moment. In interviews, he described the show as a mistake, one that he took on as a learning experience. From the outset, Me and the Chimp struggled to find its footing. Critics were harsh, with many calling out the show's reliance on tired slapstick gags and its lack of compelling writing. The New York Times described the show as a desperate attempt at humor that falls flat. Viewers agreed, the ratings were dismal, and the show was canceled after just 13 episodes. Despite its failure, Me and the Chimp remains a fascinating footnote in television history. It is often cited in discussions about the risks of high-concept sitcoms and the challenges of working with non-human stars. The series also serves as a reminder that even the most talented creators can stumble when the concept outweighs the execution. In retrospect, Me and the Chimp feels like an odd relic of its time, a moment when TV executives were willing to gamble on quirky premises that might capture the public's imagination. Unfortunately for this show, the gamble didn't pay off. While it's largely forgotten today, Me and the Chimp still pops up in lists of the most infamous TV flops, serving as a lesson in how not to craft a sitcom.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.